You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, give it a rip, buddy.
Yeehaw!
Well, that was good.
You like that, eh?
No little gargle at the end either.
No, I was trying to think about which part of that is the revving of the engine and which part is the squealing of the tires.
I think it's probably the latter.
Yeah. But that's going away, you know. And we're going to talk about that after the break. I'm getting a lot of people asking me about electric cars.
It's interesting what's going on with that too, because it's being jammed down our throats. EV. But
what's her name? Thorn the
sounds
ecological
like
girl.
We doing charades here?
Yeah. Yes. No, we want to go carbon neutral. We want to get rid of internal combustion engines and stuff.
Sure.
It's better for the environment. You know, people talking about the temperature of the earth rising. And it's been, hey, we had an easy winter.
What a crazy winter.
But it's a tough sell to Canadians. I mean, we're happy when it's warmer, eh?
Well, I mean, it's just we're neutral to everything.
Yeah.
It's like with EVs, I mean, you can get them. It takes a little bit longer to get.
Yep.
But at the same time, down the road, you're not going to have a choice. But there's still all these cars that are coming on the market that are still late. If you bought a car a year ago, you may be getting it now. But it's also, I would go, I know you and Brian talk about it a lot, but I would still go with a hybrid at the beginning.
Yeah.
Just, to, you know, the cautious Canadian step first.
By the way,
Brian is... shut down in BC. He was trying to get a shuttle from Courtney, BC to Vancouver. Didn't quite work it out. So he's listening right now and pack up your bag and get home. But yeah, you were saying in the green room that you're getting a lot of people coming into the store.
I am. And wait.
Cars.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. Okay. But coming up, we got a big show.
Poof.
Who's on?
First? You want to do the routine? I couldn't do the routine. Who's on first? What's on second? Now.
Amy Bradley from Wayfarer Insurance will be with us. Actually, there you go, because of weather, she's not able to make it.
No, and we told her to stay in Peterborough, but I mean, people have had their trailers out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the snow we had this week, she's going to talk about what you should do in case there's been some damage.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the RV show is coming up next weekend. We're going to have Shannon O'Callaghan on. And you've often talked with Brian about car theft.
Yeah.
It's just been going crazy, so.
Big time. I mean, Brian lives midtown, and I had a cousin who lived up north, and nice parts of town, and cars are getting stolen. Like I told my uncle, well, in that guy's neighborhood, they don't have nice cars, so that's why they have to come to your neighborhood to take them, you know. And we've had huge numbers of cars stolen. You know, the police are announcing that they do recover some, but for the most part,
they're gone.
The numbers are double and triple what they have been in the past.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you can go online and did you want a new career or a new car? You can go online and find the box or the electronics that you need to clone people's keys and get their car
started.
So
we've got a guy coming on. His name is Dale Robinson, and he has a piece of software that he'll talk about called Auto Watch Canada.
Exactly.
And basically, if you have a car that is on the list that gets stolen, like Acuras and F-150s, he could save you a lot of time and aggravation.
Absolutely. And you know, you got a brand new one, it's a target. And the worst part is they don't have another one there to give you a new one after they've stolen your first one.
And you got to go through insurance, everything like that. Plus, speaking of being covered, we're going to announce the final winner this week of a CAA Plus membership.
That's
could
right.
be you. Can't be you. Could be you.
After the break, Steve and I are going to talk about electric vehicles and what you need to know and where you can find out if we can't help you.
That makes no sense, but that's our show, which is why you love us.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage on another snowy day. But you know what? It was a March 12th. We get to turn the clocks forward.
Mm-hmm.
Spring.
March the 12th, really?
Yeah, it's really early this year.
Oh, wow. I'll have to remember to do that.
Just take Wyerton Willie to the shed and take him out. I'm tired of the snow like everybody else is.
All right. You know, just before the break, we were talking about, I'm getting, personally, at my shop, I'm getting a lot of people who it's time for a new car, and they're figuring since they have to wait anyways, maybe they should try something different, you know? Remember years ago when gasoline was expensive? Well, it's always been expensive. But they started coming out with diesel cars, and you could buy like a Volkswagen Golf or Rabbit diesel. Trucks obviously have always been diesel because they used to get great mileage. The difference, though, is that, you know, when it's time to fill up, okay, you basically pull into the same gas station, and if you're lucky, there was a diesel pump there, and you fill up your diesel fuel, and it took the same length of time, and you use the same credit card, no problem. Was there one at every station? Not necessarily, but most of them had them, and you learn pretty quickly where they were. So that was the only change up in terms of what your habit was. But now people are talking about electric cars, and it's a whole different kettle of fish altogether. I mean, yes, it's got four doors and four wheels and a radio and stuff, but when it comes to fueling up that thing, you really have to know where to go.
So do you think the anxiety they talk about with charging stations, where they're not really at a lot of the gas stations yet, unless you're on the highways, but in some parts of Toronto, the bigger cities, it's getting better. Do you think it's the same analogy as what diesel was, that maybe in 2 or 3 years you'll pull up? I'm sure there's going to be a deal done soon with Esso and Petro-Canada that you'll have charging stations, a station at every one. I know down here at Liberty Village, you go to the Metro location, parking lot, and they have four charging stations.
Now, question here, but here's the issues, apparently.
What is the issue?
Okay, number one, you can't just use your regular credit card when you pull up at the generic pump, okay, or charging station. In other words, each charging station is aligned with a certain supplier, okay? In other words, that like the networks are all individually run.
So if I pull in and get charged, it's on either a Visa or a MasterCard, or they have their own?
No, they have their own.
Oh, and that's smart.
As a matter of fact, Christine was in a couple weeks ago, Christine Legowski, and she, you know, being a car tester, as Brian is as well, she does a lot of electric vehicles, and she showed me her phone, and she had 10 different apps just for charging purposes, okay? Because depending on which pump you pull up at, I keep calling them pump, charging station, you have to have the app for that one, okay? It's not like you just swipe your Visa or your MasterCard. You have to have the app for that particular charging unit.
Can they track you? Like, can you, for some of them that I've seen and been reading about, you can with certain apps, you can book your charging station. So if you're on the 401, for instance, and you're going to, say, Prince Edward County, you can plug in, you'll see where the charging stations are. You reserve your time, and it's like 18 to 20 minutes to charge some.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I didn't know that you could make a reservation, because I've certainly heard from other people.
Yeah, it's not like Trivago or...
No, for example, I mean, they show up at Yorkdale figuring that they have an electric car and they're going to plug in. Well, there's already three cars there.
Yeah.
Right?
But most shopping centers are starting to get a lot more. Like, Yorkdale's got probably a dozen. Sherway has a few. I know as you get further north the city, like in Barrie, a couple of those locations there have spots. So it's getting better. But I still think, me being conservative... feeling anyway, not that politically, I'd go with a hybrid for now, for maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, and then see the evolution. Because as you guys have talked about before, sooner or later, when the population gets to be buying enough of them, you know where the hydro rates are going to go.
Well,
through the roof,
and they've done this in Europe already, where they said, you know what, they've jacked up the rates, if your only initiative to buy one was to save money on gasoline. And now you're using electricity at the same rate as gas. What are you saving?
Well, when we were in Italy in September, you could see that the Hydro, like Flo, is one of the big charging stations mm-hmm. over there in Europe. And it was almost equal to what it would be for gas. But, I mean, you go and you have an espresso, they charge your car,
uh-huh.
and you're done in 20 minutes, and, you know, off you go.
But if you paid the same amount of money, then what was the advantage?
You're saving the world, the climate.
So.
Well, eventually it's got to be like that. I mean, we have grandkids, so it's like you want to hand something off them that's half decent.
So we're not burning non-renewable resources. We're not putting smoke into the air, and we're going to save the planet.
Yeah, well, maybe not in that order. Maybe it'll be done before the Leafs win the Stanley Cup.
I agree, though, in terms of, you know, doing the changeover, I think the hybrid is the way to go for now.
I would. I'd flip a coin. I'd be interested to see people's comments. If you want to give us a call on your choice, EVs or hybrids, you know, what's the over-under on that?
I can tell you, if you're looking for a RAV4 hybrid,
yeah,
it's about a 12 to 16 month wait at this point.
Oh, lovely. Well, we don't want your cars being stolen anymore. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a really cool guy coming on next. Going to talk all about it from AutoWatchCanada.com. You're listening to Dave's Corner Garage, and we'll be right back. And speaking of CAA, we're going to announce the winner of a CAA Plus membership before the hour is out, and it could be you. We've had a lot of entries. It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get your car stolen, do you?
No, not at all.
All right.
Yeah, and you don't want to be looking outside and say, I used to have a car, or this is an apparition, or this is just a ghost of the car that I used to have.
Trucks like F-150s,
uh-huh.
Rangers, they're all being, Lexus are being stolen. So we've got a guy on the phone right now. His name is Dale Robinson. Off to you. I'll let you hand it over there.
How are you, Dale?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Phoenix Motorsports. That's you?
That's one of us, yes.
All right. Goes to Auto Watch Canada. You've got a device that can save my car from being stolen, you say?
Yes, we do.
And now, except if someone brings a tow truck, they can still get your car, right?
Yeah, that's virtually the only way at this point they'll get your car. And even then, there's redundance in our system anyways.
All right, so let's stop the cloning around here. Did you get that? That was a dad joke, eh?
Very bad.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
It's not much, Dale. Don't encourage him.
All right, well, I was saying at the top of the hour how easy it is for these bad guys to go buy a box, an electronic device that will do just that. So how do they steal a car?
I'd say it's simple. It's not so simple, but it is simple for any thief.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, your vehicle nowadays, for many years now, is consistently emitting a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the car's running or not running, that frequency is not only in your key fob, but is in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
These thieves have scanners now. We've all seen videos of how they're doing it. And they're basically coming to your door, getting close enough to your house, that they can pick up this frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Once they have this frequency, they're able to unlock your car and shut down any factory systems they can to start the vehicle and virtually drive it away in under 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the good news is they don't damage it. I guess the end user would be upset if it was damaged.
Right.
And it's quiet. It's silent. Like you say, I've watched so many people with their webcams, you know, with the picture of their driveway, and it shows somebody, you know, letting out a driver, and the guy comes up to the car, and within minutes, it's gone. It's amazing.
So how does your software prevent that, Dale?
So simplest way to put it is our software completely shuts down everything in the vehicle. The vehicle virtually goes dormant or asleep or dead, if that's what you want to call it. That system is not activated until the car is unlocked. And then our system comes alive. But at that point, it's still not mobile until a 4 to 20-digit PIN code is entered in the vehicle in many different sequences. It could be as simple as, you know, windows up on the right side 4 times. Then the vehicle recognizes the secret PIN code, like mm-hmm. your bank card.
Right.
And the vehicle is alive. Now you're able to start your vehicle once you've entered that PIN code and drive away.
Now, so if someone gets in your car, or you have a passenger even, your car is going to look the same as it came from the factory, correct?
You'll never find our system.
Right. So,
it's a 4 to 5 hour install in our system. We're very methodical in how we install it, where we install it.
Mm-hmm.
And if even the top thieves look up under the dash or wherever in the back, in the trunk, it's wired in a way. We use factory harness tapes. We have hundreds of different tapes, and it is buried in there. So they can spend the next 5 hours digging through a car looking for it. Good luck.
But I guess that's the whole key. And even if we talked on a very basic level, you know, if they see a car and it's got a club on the steering wheel, they're just going to go down the street and get to the next one. Like, they don't want a long time. They want to get in and out as quick as possible, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, it's the same thing as, you know, we have a redundant hijack mode built into the vehicle. So if somebody was to come up to your vehicle while you're in it, haul you out of the car and try and steal your car, as soon as the system recognizes this virtually by door opening, they can get in, they can drive it away. But as soon as they hit 50 to 60 kilometers an hour, the vehicle's going to come to a stop and shut down. They will not be able to restart the vehicle because they do not have your personal PIN code. And no thief's going to stick around and wait and keep trying and trying and trying. They're going to get out of the car and bolt and make a run for it.
So somebody, this thief, for instance, is driving by and sees your car or truck in the driveway, will they be able to know that there's no way they can get that car because of your device?
The only thing we put on the vehicle is a small window tag. That right there can be a deterrent if they're smart enough and they know our system. You know, other than that, it's really undetectable, and that's kind of the way we prefer it. We fly very low key. We're here to help people. You know, this is a crazy problem, not only in Ontario, but Canada.
All right, let me give the phone number. If people are interested, want more information, find out where they can get one of these. It's 905-306-3600, correct?
Nope, 9300. 905-306-9300. My mistake.
And if you want to find out more about it, just go on to Google and do autowatchcanada.com, and you'll find out all about it. It's a fascinating piece of technology. Dale, have a good weekend. Thanks for calling in, and we'll catch up in maybe a couple of weeks down the road, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Enjoy
now,
your day.
You too. We've got Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance coming up next. As people get ready for spring, it really is coming. And all things coming up with the RV show. She's back with us right after this, so stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage. And good morning again. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and once again, you can follow us on Facebook at davescornergarage.com and on Instagram. Send us your pictures and have all kinds of fun. Well, we were going to have fun with Amy Bradley in studio, but we wanted to take care of you, Amy, and we saw the snow this morning. It's the dad part of us, you know? So we said, we don't want you driving in from Peterborough on this kind of junk. So thanks for, have you got a coffee and Bailey's going there or what?
I do.
Good.
I'm not going anywhere.
She's kind of disappointed, though, because Steve brought in these really nice donuts. And wipe your chin, Steve. You got that powdered sugar all over yourself.
Give it away.
No. Next time.
All right.
I'm going to be looking forward to that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Amy's obviously from Wayfair Insurance Company. That's who she works for. And it's important to have insurance, whether it's a car or a bike or an RV. And, you know, you couldn't make it in today because there was a storm. People may not know that you need to have specific coverage for an RV, especially when it's wintertime.
Absolutely, and especially with all the storms we're having. And some people, when they store their units, you'll keep them outside. Sometimes you'll have them tarped. Sometimes you're near trees. And especially the ones, and that's for your motorhomes, towables, so your travel trailers, even your truck campers. And even park models. And a lot of people are like, hey, your campgrounds, they close at Thanksgiving, and they don't have snowplows going around, you know, the little roads throughout the park, so everything shuts down. And one of the things we kind of forget is to check up on your units in the wintertime. Because, well, today we have lots of snow. Last week it was kind of nice. And then we had more snow, and we have snow load coverage available for our RVers, which means, let's say you can't get out there into your to see your park models or your travel trailer because it's parked a couple of hours away, and you don't have anyone checking in on it. If your roof collapses due to snow load, you're going to be covered with us. Because you know how I said the campgrounds are closed?
Right.
Well, they don't open up again until Well, rule of thumb is May 2 for long weekend. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if the weather is nice and cooperating, which right now it's not, you can get in there earlier, but and then you don't see the damage that's caused by our weather, especially the snow load or even the ice we've had.
Yeah.
It builds up on your trees, and it breaks, like a tree branch breaks or a tree falls, damages your unit. We still have your coverage for that because we revolve around our people.
Now, I have a question because a customer of mine or a friend of ours actually had a cottage up north in Lagoon City, and they didn't get up there all that often, especially in the wintertime. And yep. And what happened was a family of raccoons moved in.
Oh, that happened.
Oh, good luck.
And the insurance company said no because you hadn't checked it in an awful long time. Now, so here's my question. So you didn't get up to find that your roof was damaged. It made an access hole for a raccoon or skunk family.
You said
somebody.
That very well, too.
Well,
and they're nasty little creatures. So rule of thumb, raccoons and hire with us are covered because they're, I'll tell you, they're little buggers, and they do a lot of damage because they'll be eating through your wires. They'll get up underneath your unit as well. Oh, and they don't go outside to use the bathroom.
No.
Okay. So that leaves quite a mess. So with us, rule of thumb, raccoons are higher. You're going to be covered. Even when the bears come out of hibernation.
Wait, you got bear coverage too?
We do.
Get out of here. What about skunks?
Skunks? No. Do you know what? We used to insure skunks.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yes, but now we don't anymore.
How come?
No, it's something to do with their teeth. I'm not really quite sure, to be honest, but I got told, rule of thumb, raccoons and higher, we are covered for you.
Well, we have friends who have a trailer up in just north of Parry Sound in McKellar, and they had, this is a brand new trailer they had for, I guess about 2 years ago they put it up. Anyway, they had a skunk visit them sometime in the wintertime, and they went up there in the spring, like May, just before the May 2-4 weekend, opened up the door, and it was like, boom, done. They had they had to have the whole place gutted, fumigated, and done. So if you don't have skunk coverage, raccoon coverage, bear, like basically rodents, basically.
But here's my question, Amy. You're the insurance expert. So a bear moves into my mobile home, wouldn't it end up being a write off anyways?
It would be, and with us, because they're going to make a mess.
Right.
And it's a big, and they're huge. Like, their claws, they're not going to be nice about it, I will say. So with us, we also have the guaranteed replacement coverage for units 10 years and newer. Mm-hmm. You can have a guaranteed replacement coverage, which means if you do have a total loss, so let's say those animals got in there, they had a party, mm-hmm. and it's deemed a total loss, we will purchase you a brand new one, same like and kind, despite the cost. So let's say you bought it for $50,000. Mm-hmm. 3 years from now, it's worth $100,000 because we all know the pricing are going up. It doesn't matter. We're going to purchase you that brand new unit, same like and kind, mm-hmm. despite the cost. So the money doesn't come out of your pocket. That's an excellent coverage that we have that's exclusive to us.
So we're thinking about, spring is not that far off. But with the clocks going forward in, middle, I think it's March 12th, we were talking earlier on this week about when are the parks taking reservations for campsites for the summer?
Oh, it's already started.
Oh, it did?
Nelly, if you were looking to book, well, especially your provincial parks, remember about their reservations. It's changed. So the top, I believe it's the five. So you're Algonquin Park.
Yep.
You can only book 1 week. Then you can have your secondary. This is provincial parks that I'm talking about.
Right.
Then the not so busy provincial parks, you can do up to 2 weeks. So if you were looking for May 2 for a weekend, you better get on that computer or on the phone and start booking now if they haven't already booked up for May 2 for a long weekend.
And what does it roughly cost for, say, you want to have a week up at, we said at Pogs Lake up at Algonquin Park last year.
Oh, yes, you do. That's great. Where I stay, too.
Oh, it's a great spot. Great spot.
Isn't it lovely? We do the group camping.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the campsites. So you're just to camp for that weekend, or the week is what we go up for. To reserve it, it's about $275, and then you pay per family when you go up. So do you know what? For the amount of money you spend, it's pretty cheap.
It's great, it's because cheap. When you think about how much it costs for renting a cottage. We had a cottage a couple of years ago, a Magneto one, and it was like a basic cottage, and it was $2,500. All right, same cottage now was $5,000. So for a family, you can take your grandkids up or your kids. You can go for a week anywhere, and it's like you're looking at under $1,000, and then you've got your food and wine.
Yes, you do.
So we want to get on to briefly about the big one, the Toronto RV and Camping Show. You're going to be out there.
I am. They don't call it the big one for a reason. They have so many dealerships coming, like about 14 different dealerships. Mm-hmm. There's going to be hundreds of RVers there and units. Plus, I just have to tell you, Great Canadian RV is going to be there. Can-Am RV is going to be there. So they insure your Airstreams. Not insure, I insure them. But sorry, they have the Airstream dealerships. They have a brand new unit coming out that I believe is going to be showcased at the show.
All right.
Yes, brand new. It's I forgot the name of it already, but it's going to be there. And I'm also going to be there as well doing seminars. So if you have any questions or anything, I believe I'm on Thursday at 3, Sunday at 3 to 4, or if you missed my seminar, come see me at the booth. We're going to be there as well. It's a busy week, it's a busy month because we have the big show. Then we have Motorama right after that, is your collector car. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there too. Oh, a lot of things going on.
That's why we thought we'd keep you at home. You get some rest today. And if you're listening right now and you're sort of inkling that you maybe get into the RV business, you can go on wayfairinsurancegroup.com. There's some great blogs on there about what you can do for camping, how you can get rid of it, get into it, rather, and the insurance that you need, and especially with raccoons and bear coverage.
Everything, your snow load covers. And do you know what? Don't forget about your motorhomes. When you go start them up, there's a lot of theft going around with your catalytic converters. So, just be aware. And you're going to say, Amy, am I covered for that? Yes, you are.
I guess what I've learned from listening to you is that people sometimes, they're just doing they're adding their insurance for the trailer to a car policy. And you explained to me very quickly that once you disconnect from the car, you've disconnected from your insurance coverage, right?
Yes, you do. So that's the liability.
Yes, so that's why you got to buy Wayfair Insurance. And if you got any questions, Amy's going to be at the show. And how do they find you?
You can come to booth D04 and D05, and I'll be there. And I believe I'm in Hall 1.
All right. Thanks. Listen, have a good weekend. Enjoy your coffee and Bailey's, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much, guys. And, hey, good luck to your winner for CAA.
You got it.
I'm so hoping to be there. But congratulations to whomever it is.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. Have a great weekend. The RV show is coming up, the big one, and that's coming up next weekend. And we're going to talk to Shannon O'Callaghan all about the show coming up next and soon to announce the winner of the CAA Plus membership on Dave's Corner Garage. This is Dave's Corner Garage on a Saturday morning, and we're going to get you in the mind for spring and summer. And we're going to have right now from the Toronto RV Camping and RV Show, it's called The Big One, here is Shannon O'Callaghan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
The Big One, is it because of the physical size and the number of dealers and units you're going to have there? How much space does it actually take up?
The show is approximately 500,000 square feet, and we seem to keep adding to it. We've added on the aviation ballroom, which is another 15,000 square feet for the parts and accessory store.
How many square feet?
Approximately 500,000.
Whoa. That's great.
Now, I'm guessing, too, am I wrong? Do all of these units fit inside, or do you have, like, outside viewing as well?
They are all inside.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to worry about the weather.
No way.
Excellent, excellent, especially on a day like today. And you guys are starting to move in already, I think you mentioned.
Well, we do have RVs on their way down to the International Center right now, but they will be parked until we move them in on Tuesday.
So March the 2nd is Thursday, and that's when the show does start. It runs that whole weekend, the 2nd to the 5th. It's at the International Center by the airport. And because all the vehicles will be inside, it means you got lots of room outside for free parking.
And there is a lot of free parking, over 5,000 spots, I believe.
That's the beauty of the International Center. You know, looking at last year, this show, where are you seeing some new trends coming up for the summer?
Well, we've certainly seen the biggest trend is new campers. After these last couple of years we've seen new campers coming up to the, you know, to the threshold more than anything. And that's why at the show we welcome you to come and learn at the show. It's not about just seeing all the different types and brands, but you can learn a lot when you come if you're interested in getting into it or if you just got into it in the last couple of years. We've got everything, including seminars on all that fun stuff, like how does RV insurance work, and towing and hitching, and holding tanks, and camping equipment, like solar power and Wi-Fi, RV leak protection, all those things that you can learn in one place. It's absolutely amazing. And then, like you said, the space we have, it can accommodate every type of RV. So we're looking at small towables, large travel trailers, Class B or camper vans, Class C with the bunk over the driver, Class A bus style, fifth wheels, toy haulers where the back opens as a ramp, and you can bring your motorcycles and your ATVs.
Whoa, really? Nice.
We've got truck campers, and for those that may not want to move around as much, we've got park models on display. So, like I said, it's not only about learning all the types and what type might be right for you, but you can learn all about the lifestyle and then pick a resort while you're there.
and again, you got insurance people there. Now, what about financing? I mean, maybe you didn't realize what it was going to cost. Do the dealers have their own financing, or do you have to find your own, and are there people there to take care of you?
Yeah, there's no need to go finding your own. The dealers provide it for you, and they will answer all of your questions on the spot. And then we also do have banks on site to help and assist the dealers if need be. And I know they always provide special rates. And I know the dealers always provide special show deals.
All right.
When we saw the show last year, we saw like an evolution of going from, people think, oh, it's RV, it's going to be a huge bus. But you've got some really like entry-level models that you can typically take in that can seat maybe, you know, four people, and it's not a big bus, but it's easy to drive and easy to park. What are some of the features that you're seeing that are new inside these RVs this year?
Well, I guess the interior has really changed over the years. The colors and the design, and it's really something you have to see in person. And you can pick a different design and a different color and a different pattern. And the appliances are amazing. Most of them come with all the appliances that you need. And then, like you said, some are very small, can be towed with a car or an SUV. So they're absolutely every size. And then pretty much every range for every budget as well.
Now, I guess, too, for the most part, I mean, we're a car show, and we've seen cars downsizing over the years. In fact, there's even electric cars now, of course. I wonder now, do you know if small electric cars can tow trailers?
Absolutely, and we do have Can-Am towing. Well, Can-Am RV will be there. He also gives seminars on hitching and towing, but he will have a Tesla this year, and he can answer any of those towing and hitching questions you might have. He has it right on display in his booth, and there you go. It's a wealth of knowledge.
So here's my question. You know, teenagers, for example, they
want... Those teenagers,
well, no, you know, everybody lives on their phone and social media and all that stuff. They want to have all the creature comforts that they have at home. You're telling me that most of these motorhomes or trailers even can be hooked up so they work exactly like they do at home, correct?
Most of the services are external devices that you would purchase, but absolutely. And we have a Wi-Fi package for RVs that you can win at the show. worth about $1,500, and it comes with everything. You don't have to go buy a plan or anything, and it's a good example to show you that, yes, there are devices out there. We have a seminar as well on Wi-Fi and satellites with David Elliott to explain exactly how it works with RVs, and yes, you can have all the phones and devices going while you're camping, even though you should be outdoors.
That's right.
Right.
Fun.
Get off the phone.
Yeah. Put your bitch and get in. We're leaving.
Connections.
You know, we were at Kilbear Park last year as well, and it's just, you see the families get hooked up, everything's ready, and the kids are inside, some, and they're on their phones. Parents are outside going, where's the wine? Who's got the barbecue going? But it's evolved in such a way that, you know, the kids are used to having their stuff, or we're used to having a Wi-Fi, so you can, you know, stream, see how the Leafs are doing or what's happening in baseball. So that's what's it's evolved into that area, and you can see a lot more of that trending taking place as it becomes more and more popular. And this, I think this show this year is going to be bigger because people are looking at cottages. You can't get them. They're so expensive. And investing in this is, you know, you can have it for years down the road, and then you can either sell it or pass it on. So what are the hours for next week's show?
The hours are Thursday to Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 10 to 5.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. Have a great show. Maybe we'll get you on afterwards and do a little wrap-up of how it went. But your website, once again, is Toronto Spring Camping RV Show .com.
.ca and or the big RV show.ca if that's easier to read.
I like that. Listen, have a great weekend, Shannon. Good luck
Thank
with
you.
The show, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks. You too.
All right. We're back more with the winner of this week's CAA Plus membership right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stick around. It's that time again. We've been prepping it all week. We've had, honest to God, I think we've had over, I think it was about 15,000 entries for the last CAA Plus membership to give away. And to everybody at CAA, thanks a ton for all your support. It's been great. And for you who tried to win. So without further ado, up to you.
Well, I see that our winner lives up in Tiny Township.
Great area. I love Tiny Township.
Now, that's up by Wasaga.
Where are you from? Brookline?
No.
Wasaga.
No, apparently not.
Oh, excuse me.
Because I and my friend Evelyn, who I think you know as well.
Oh, Evelyn Macko, yeah.
Excellent.
Right.
She put on, you know, she gets ticked off when people on the radio,
yeah,
you know, pronounce stuff wrong. And because, well, maybe they don't know, but you think someone would tell them. I was watching a TV show that has a news scroll, and I'm thinking, did nobody read it? Like, how many times has it gone by
especially
with the wrong spelling?
Especially Fox TV.
Well, apparently, okay, because Wasaga Beach comes from the Wasaga River. The Nottawasaga River.
I thought it was Nottawasaga River.
So that's how you have to pronounce it according.
Okay. So Evelyn's happy, and we're all happy. And
well, I'm sure she'll pipe up if she's not. But nonetheless, our winner is Bob Robinson, and he's in Tiny Township, which is a kind of bigger area.
Oh, it's a great spot. Lovely area. So he's going to get a CAA Plus membership, which is one of the best that you can have. And when the weather's like this, and even when it starts getting, it will get warm again soon and hot, and you need it. It's great service. They have, you know, along with the app, I mean, you can basically, like, it's like an Uber. You can track when they're coming by to help you out, and it's great. So,
and it's important, especially, again, if you're not in town, because it gives you that extra kilometers. Because normally, your basic coverage
thing
is only short. But with the extra coverage, it could tow you all the way back from Barrie or something, and you'd be covered.
Yeah, especially, you know, if you're stuck, you're in Algonquin Park, or you're camping, mm-hmm, you know, north of the city, and you get stuck, I mean, they're there for you.
The other thing, too, though, you know, we talked about electric vehicles before, and people have anxiety about, you know, or for example, they've planned on getting electricity at a charging station, and in fact, they get there and it's broken, or they don't have the app in their phone, or there's somebody there.
Yeah.
And they thought, well, maybe I'll make it to the next one. okay? Because I know a lot of people like to drive around on E, which I explained to them doesn't stand for enough, okay? especially when the light is blinking.
Yeah, but it's the challenge when it's on that little
light. So it's good to have that extra plus membership because it's not like you can walk down a block, you know, and bring a can of gas and pour it in your car. It ain't going to help.
But they were, you know, and we had CAA on a few weeks ago with Elliot Silverstein about they are now equipped, the trucks, to take care of your car if it's electric and you need some help. So that's a big thing. They're evolving with that, way ahead of the curve with that and with hybrids. So if you haven't had one yet, I mean, go on CAA's website, caasco.com, and take a look at what they offer because it's great.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about shows. Of course, the big show is next week for the camping show. But this week still on is the auto show. And for those people who are thinking about electric, there's great things. They have what they call Electric City there.
It's phenomenal.
And you'd be able to drive in a car. I mean, they have a test track so you can drive an electrical vehicle, a battery-powered vehicle. They do drive a little different. Some people like them. Some people go, this is weird.
It's a strange feeling when you get in because to me it's like driving in a streetcar, your own streetcar, because you put your foot whatever and there's no sound at all.
No, exactly.
But they have, I mean, Cobble Beach, that we do something with them at the Tour d'Elegance up in Owen Sound. Cobble Beach have an incredible selection of classic cars on display. It really is a chance where you can go touchy-feely and get a chance to see some of the new cars. Nissan have a great-looking car that's down there. And for the kids, there's a Lego down there, a Lego car.
Yes.
It's incredible. You see the kids that are lined up for it. And the parents going, what if I just took that one little piece out? But it's a great show, and it's on. This is the last weekend.
Exactly.
And they've had good crowds, which is nice to see. People want to get out.
Yeah, you got to get that information. I mean, I had someone in that had left a deposit on a electric car, only to find out a month or so later that where he lives, he'd have no opportunity to charge it.
So he really did his research.
Well, he lost his deposit. They said, it's not our fault.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean...
That's right.
Your homework.
He assumed that you'd be able to plug it in the basement, in the underground, and they said no. It's an older building. We don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah, you're starting to see a few more, like our condo is in about 2 months down the road. They're going to start doing some retrofitting for one unit.
Right.
Well, there's like 120 cars down there. There's about 20 different EV cars that are down there. Mm-hmm. But you're starting to see more infrastructure being built into it. So... And, you know, it's going to be here sooner or later.
And those are questions you need to have answered. You know, you have to know what the questions are.
What about at your garage? I mean, are you getting ready for whatever kind of diagnostic you have to do on electric cars?
I know, you know, as far as the diagnostic tools, they are advertising to say that now we can add on this extra stuff. There's no question. I mean, for the most part, anybody who's in the car repair business for years is, well, the car still has tires, still has brakes, you know, obviously no grease jobs anymore and things like that. But the mechanical end is the same, shocks, springs, alignments. That all has to be done
and
the
different,
same way.
Different kind of tires. And we're going to have Darren Boston's on in a few weeks' time from Triangle Tire. Mm-hmm. They, along with Salen, have unique EV tires. And that's starting to come on the market a bit more because they're a little more expensive because the EV cars themselves are heavier.
Right, and that's part of it. Is of course we need to have less rolling resistance, so you can go as many kilometers as possible. But because of that extra weight, an equivalent electric car apparently is 5 to 1,000 pounds heavier than the gas car.
Don't look at my belly.
Oh, or talking gas?
No.
Okay.
But it's true. That's that's where it's going. We want to thank Dale Robinson from AutoWatch.Canada. Also, Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance and Shannon O'Callaghan from the Toronto RV Camping Show. That's coming up next week at the International Center. Take it in, everybody. And next week, Brian Max will be back with you because he's stuck in BC, but he'll be back.
Right. And if you got a hybrid and you don't want it stolen, call 905-306-9300 and Dale Robinson will put on theft deterrent device.
You have fun in Mexico. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye-bye, everyone.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.